You know, I think it's safe to say that there's probably a few people in here, young, maybe some of us older ones, that are going to have trouble sleeping tonight. The anticipation of excitement of what tomorrow morning will bring will make it difficult to sleep. Whether that's the anticipation of what is Santa going to bring while I'm sleeping, or the anticipation, excitement of finding out what's finally in those packages that we've been shaking. Some of them rattle. Some are odd shapes. And if it has your name on it, you might know what it is because you know what you asked for. Or maybe you're getting tricked into thinking it's something it's not. And of course, there's the boxes that probably have clothing in. But there's still some excitement in that. You know, I've gotten quite a few Christmas presents in my 50-plus years. And at the time, when I got each one of them, I was excited, and I was thankful, and I appreciated the gift. But looking back, there are very few I actually remember. Some of them that I remember, it's because of the person that gave it to me, or it was the actual gift, or how it was given. Christmas morning was very traditional in my house when we were growing up. Now, I'm 11 years younger than my sister and was 9 years younger than my brother. And the house I grew up in, you had to go through my room to get to my sister's room. So Christmas Eve, I got to sleep with my sister. And I remember she'd have a flashlight and she'd read Christmas stories to me until I fell asleep. And then when I woke up at 3 a.m., she'd read because she knew there was no point in going over to Mom and Dad's room yet. Because we weren't allowed to go downstairs and open presents before anybody else was up. That wasn't how our household worked. So finally, we'd go over to Mom and Dad's bed, and can we go down? The answer was always the same, if you can get your brother up. Now, let's do a little math. Childhood excitement for Christmas really hits about ages 5 or 6. He's 9 years older than me, so we're dealing with a teenage boy who prefers sleep to what's in the packages downstairs. So the first trip to Mom and Dad's ended up with just going straight back to Donna's bed and reading a few more stories. Then we'd go back over to Mom and Dad and, can we go down if you can get your brother up? We'd go back the hall and we'd try and we'd go back to Mom and Dad, and there were several trips back and forth till finally Dad would get out of bed and he'd go wake Tom up. And then we still couldn't go down. We had to line up at the top of the steps while Dad went down to make sure Santa had been there, to let the dog out, to start the coffee pot, to start the oven for the cinnamon buns, and to turn the tree lights on. And finally, we were given the okay. And we'd go running down, and there still wasn't that mad rush of presents. We opened presents one at a time. And my mom was always really good about making sure that each of us kids had a present from each other. So even when I wasn't old enough to buy presents, there was a present for my sister from me and for my brother from me, and likewise. I think I was about 10 or 11, and Christmas morning was winding down, and there were no more presents under the tree. And I hadn't gotten a present from my brother, and I was crushed. But I couldn't say anything because that would be rude. But I was just, why? Why did he not give me a present? I adored my older brother. And then he went down to the basement, and he came back up with this round table. Now, this was the time when decorative round tables became popular, and most people, their decorative round table was heavy cardboard, It was a round disc with crossed board under it that you bought at Woolworths. Now, I've just dated myself. My brother had used that as a template and made plywood ones for my mom and her friends. But this was one of a kind. It still is one of a kind. And he had lovingly made it for me. You know, he turned the pedestal on his lathe, and he didn't stain it because when I got a bedroom suit, he would stain it to match. Well, I've had bedroom suits, but it's never been stained, and it never will be. It's one of the gifts I remember and cherish because of the giver and the love that was put into it. I've also given a lot of gifts in my time. And again, I put a lot of love and care and thought, and I want to make sure each gift that I give is the right one. But again, there are only a few that stand out to me that I've given over the years. One in particular was to my parents. And I was out of high school, I had a job, and so it was the first year I could buy them a real gift. I could spend money on them and show how much they meant to me. Now, there was a local bus company, and I'm really sorry, McMichaels, it was not Executive Coach, but they did tours, and my parents liked to go on their bus trips. So I bought them a gift certificate to this bus company. But I didn't want to just put a gift certificate under the tree. So I made it a scavenger hunt. And so the gift they opened was the first clue. And it took them all through the house. And at each clue, there was a travel item, whether it was a map. My dad loved maps. He would check the route before the bus trip to try to figure out how the bus driver was going to go. And I'm pretty sure he probably sat right behind them to let them know if they were going the right way or not. But there were travel items, and finally it brought them to the main gift, the gift certificate. But my mom loved that gift. And it wasn't the monetary value of the gift certificate. It was the whole adventure and the creativity I had put in it. I remember her taping those clues in a box in the order that they had been, and this was back when people visited after Christmas. And anyone that came to visit, she'd pull this out and, you know, look what Beth Ann did. She loved that gift. And so it's one that I really remember. And then there are those times we give gifts, and it doesn't matter how much love or thought or how much of yourself you've put into that gift, they seem to be unappreciated or even rejected. When I was a junior in high school, my family hosted an exchange student from Bolivia. The experience didn't go as we had planned, but that was back when my mom sewed clothes. She made clothes for me, and I wasn't embarrassed as a junior in high school to wear those clothes to school. I loved the clothes she made for me. My mom treated Toddie just like one of her own kids. And Christmas morning, there were just as many presents for Toddie. And my mom had lovingly made clothes for her. And I remember one was a denim skirt and a denim vest. And I don't know how I remember that, but I do. And, you know, Toddie opened the gift. She enjoyed our, you know, I don't know if she enjoyed it, but she experienced our Christmas morning tradition. Well, Toddie knew a family in New Jersey, and it had been arranged that she would spend part of the Christmas vacation with this family. Now, for me, as I said, you know, back then, people visited. So you stacked your presents under the tree, but a lot of the fun of that first week was every time you needed something to wear, you'd go down to the tree, and you'd rummage through your boxes to find the new shirt or whatever, so you had something to wear. And by the end of the week, the boxes under the tree were empty because you'd worn all your new clothes. Well, we took Toddie to meet this family, and we came home, and Mom started straightening up and discovered that all of the boxes with Toddie's gifts still had all of the gifts in them. She hadn't taken any of the new clothes, not even the ones Mom had made her. And my mom was crushed because to her, her gifts, her love were rejected. Now, I think as Christians, for most of us, we equate the giving of our Christmas gifts with the gifts of the wise men, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. We think they're the first Christmas gifts ever given. But I'm going to argue that point. The very first Christmas gift given to us was the baby in the manger. God gave us the very first gift when he sent his son and had Mary place him in a manger. When you think of the gifts over your lifetime and you think of your favorites, my hope and prayer is that that baby, that very first Christmas gift, is at the top of your list. Because you know what? No other gift that you've received, not an engagement ring or a new car or a table lovingly made by your big brother, matters if you don't accept this gift that God gave us on that first Christmas. And when you give gifts and you put love and care into them, the only gift that really matters is when you give the gift of God's love to someone else and you share the real meaning of Christmas, why we celebrate, and that's the baby in the manger. Because again, no other gift matters. And if you're sitting here and you're thinking, you know what, I don't know that I buy that that was Jesus' son or that it's the best gift. If you've rejected God's gift, it breaks my heart because I think of how crushed my mom was when her handmade clothing was rejected. And then I think of God and how crushed he must be when someone rejects the gift that he sent us through baby Jesus. So as you go through tomorrow and you're in, you know, all the excitement of the presents and the family meals, remember the first gift, the best gift, and the reason why you're celebrating, and that's baby Jesus. It's a gift God sent us because, you know, if he hadn't sent his son, baby Jesus, our world, our lives would be so different. They'd be dark and they'd be ugly. And it's only through this gift that we have this awesome life and we have the promise of eternity. But we have to accept this gift. Tomorrow, at some point during your day, take the time to read Luke 2. You know, at our family, before we open the gifts, we read the story from the Bible to put our focus where it should be, Christmas Day. So I encourage you to do that tomorrow at some point. If it's not first, at some point, read the story so you can remember that first gift that God gave us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for that very first Christmas gift you gave us. That you were willing to send your son to this earth to die for me and to die for all of us sitting in this church and around the world. I pray that everyone in this room counts your son as the very best gift that's ever been given to them. And I pray we all find some way to share that gift, to give that gift to someone else. And if there is anyone here who hasn't accepted your gift of Jesus, oh, I pray you're speaking to them and that you don't let them leave this church until they've said, I want that gift, God. I want the gift of Jesus so that I can share eternity with you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your Son. And thank you for this opportunity to gather freely to worship you and adore baby Jesus. You are so awesome and so incredible to us. And the love you showed us is just beyond our words. Thank you for that. I pray all these things in your name. Amen.